Military Supply.
An Arizona wildfire forced hundreds to evacuate. Then you've got this situation in China in a mine, 46 dead in an explosion. Boy, we've had a lot of mine accidents lately, whether you're talking about the U.S. a month and a half ago or in other spots in China. They've had a couple. A short speech that was short on specifics, kind of like a laundry list, and we certainly have listened to those before. Obama from the Oval Office. On a scale of 1 to 10, America, have you spent those 15 minutes sitting on the couch and watching, what would you say? I'd have to say be lucky to get a 5 from me, but you know, nice presentation, let's put it that way. But it's too much of the same that we've been hearing before. And that's where we start. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney's my name, and this show is America Tonight. It's all about the conversation and the journey on this highway. Please throw in your two cents. 800-259-5791, left, right, or somewhere in between, I don't care. We invite all into the den, as it were. So we're going to talk about what was lacking in the speech. I don't think any of the reviews, whether it was more of a Democratic slant or from a conservative slant or somebody who was a little bit more neutral, anything I saw, I think most feel it was, it was just the same sort of thing that, yeah, you call BP out, say they're reckless, of course, will tell us something else while we saw the oil being poured out into the Gulf of Mexico and nobody can seem to measure it and what the accurate measure is. And yeah, we're going to make BP pay, and I promise we'll do that. You have my word on it that we'll be around. We're not just going to abandon ship, you know, taking a chunk out of the previous administration, a reference to, you knew what they were referencing, Katrina, and talking about making the company pay for the damages along the lines of the lives and the businesses and the shorelines. But I say it was pretty, I think it was pretty weak. It was pretty weak on substance, but I'm used to it. That's, it's almost like hearing the same thing over and over again, just replace the topic. You might disagree or you might think I'm running down the right path. That's fine. Like I said, you can always chime in and throw in your two cents. In fact, what was interesting was to hear what some of the politicians thought of the speech and also what some of the politicians thought about holding BP responsible. Congressman Ed Markey earlier in the day talked about, look, we got to wake up from this BP nonsense where they're talking about protecting, and this was something that got lost, but they're talking about protecting walruses, but walruses aren't in the Gulf of Mexico. He pointed that out, and he's absolutely right. Yeah, so what are the plans? What are the safety plans? Not a bunch of mythical possibilities and if we could go back and here's what we were thinking. So anyway, here's what he said about the lack of plans.
When you believe that there is zero chance of a disaster happening, you do zero disaster planning. And the oil industry has invested nearly zero time and money into developing safety and response efforts.
All right, bingo. He hit the nail on the head. But the problem is, Congressman, that the people who represent us should have held the oil companies' feet to the fire. Hey, everybody wanted the money from the drilling, and we need the oil. Make no mistake about that. But why weren't there safety measures in place? Why weren't they there in the first place? Well, the regulatory bodies, that's the answer. So you have an interior department. In fact, the Minerals Management Group, I know we've said this probably ad nauseum, makes the second most amount of money. They bring in the second most amount of money besides the IRS. So that seems like they'd be pretty important on the list. And the problem is you have people from the industry who were part of the department. So as in part of the address, there's a new MMS head named, or I'm calling him the Drill King. So there's a new guy in place, but what does it all mean?
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
So you think the massive Gulf oil leak won't affect the air you breathe?
Think again.
Benzene, a toxic gas emitted from crude oil and a known carcinogen, is now airborne, traveling hundreds, even thousands of miles inland. Whether you live near the Gulf or not, benzene and other volatile organic compounds could cause adverse reactions to those living inside your home. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, came to airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to clean the air on boats aiding in the Gulf cleanup. Do what NOAA did. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
Walks barely down the street with the people went all over. Ain't no sound but the sound of speech. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets ring to the sound of the beat. Yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone. And another one gone. Another one bites the dust. Yeah.
All right, so we're picking it back up here on America Tonight. The gremlins getting into the system, you know, that crazy weather, that dry, what do they call it, heat lightning. I'm blaming it on the heat lightning. But when we last left, I was talking, before we jumped to a couple of other things, I was talking about this situation in California, how sad it was. That you've got a guy who has absolutely, I mean, I'm going to say that he doesn't care about his family and has absolutely lost his marbles and gone into a fast food restaurant and goes after family members. And I don't get this. Opening fire on a stepdaughter and her two young children and her husband. The kids were 5 and 6 years old. It was shocking to a lot of people in San Bernardino. That's where it happened. And on a Saturday, 1 o'clock in the afternoon, a lot of people getting some chow. Here's what Lieutenant Jared Bergen said.
Gunman went into the business. He specifically targeted this family that was sitting at the table together. We believe there was at least 5 other people that were inside the restaurant at the time eating. Nobody else was injured. He didn't target anybody else. At this point, we have 3 people that are dead. And we have 2 people still clinging to life.
Yeah, and, it's pure. I mean, it's by the grace of God that other people that were in there, because you had 7 or so employees. You had a bunch of customers. Like, it was a busy time. I mean, clearly he went in. He looked for who he was looking for. Nobody else was injured. You had glass all over the place. You had other people in other businesses who heard the shots, who couldn't believe it, ran out to the street. And the only upside of this is the fact that nobody else was killed in this. Now, the man himself, Jimmy Schlager, who's 56 years old and related to, as I said, his stepdaughter and her family, that's who he's going after. It turns out he had a criminal background going back to the 70s that included assault with a deadly weapon. There was a restraining order taken out by a coworker. He had a long list of things that he had done in the past. And he lived right around the corner from the restaurant. So he just went in and decided that's what he was going to do. And how sad is that for that? For that family and for those kids, I don't get the, especially when it comes to children, I do not understand it. And now nobody ever will because he killed himself, turning the gun on himself, killing himself, and takes the coward's way out. So what it was that ultimately drove him over the top, and a person who had these kind of problems, you know, who knows, but it's ultimately incredibly sad for that family. I mentioned the fire at the top, and I want to make sure that I give you some of the details of that. Flagstaff, Arizona, if you've ever been there, it's a stone's throw away from, you know, the Grand Canyon. It's in between. You're on your way to Phoenix. You got about 1,000 houses that are north of Flagstaff proper where they had to evacuate because of the winds and the wildfire that was just out of control for 2 days. It's just been raging. And this means when they can't get it under control, the first fire burns however many acres. Then the second fire comes. Then you got all these people evacuating. You got some of the houses starting to catch on fire. And that means you reach out to other firefighting crews because there's just simply not enough bodies on the line. We see this happen all the time in California. So bravo to the firefighters who were really helping out here. It seems like they saved a lot of homes so far and saved a lot of people. And the only way you can fight that is you got guys on the ground, you got air tankers and helicopters that are trying to do whatever they can and swarming it. And you're talking about these are places not far from Highway 89, and Highway 89 is pretty busy thoroughfare. So they had to close part of that because you got smoke all over the place. You can't see anything, and you got charred acres, 500 plus charred acres. And in California, they know what this is like. In Arizona, sometimes with the dry conditions, similar things happen too. So the only thing you can do is get people out of the houses, get the stuff in the air, and get the stuff on the ground, and you know, take it from there and get them out. Just don't even take the risk. Speaking of risks, we know what the risks are like with the mines. And in China, this has been something that the mining industry there is the world's deadliest. They've had a bunch of accidents lately. So now 46 miners killed. This just happened Monday. An explosion ripped through a coal mine that was in central China. And they're saying now 72 miners were trapped initially, but 26 escaped. And many of the people that died in the mine, this is also a familiar theme, it was carbon monoxide poisoning that was set off by the explosions. So they're investigating it, but safety, while it's gotten a little bit better in China, is still the worst, the deadliest place to be a miner. Accidents and blasts in the mines have killed 2,600 coal miners just last year. 2,600. You see what happens here in the United States when we talk about the coal mines and some of the accidents that have happened this past year. But that number, 2,600, is an incredibly high number. So now wonder why they're working on whatever safety measures they can possibly get in there. But the problem is it's all about hurry, 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 dig it out, and we'll fix it as we go along, and they're not able to get, in some cases, to the heart of what the problem is, and it's too late by then because the risk is already there, and you've already got the guys in the mine. You already have the full round-the-clock shifts going on, and even if they're cut back a little bit later in the evening hours, they're still not completely cleared, and some of the areas that they need to get to, and some of the pockets, and this one mine, it looks like that's really part of what the problem was. Part of it was not getting to it and just trying to do the everyday thing. Okay, something else that's also in our wheelhouse here on this show, because we've talked about it so much, not another tax. We don't want another tax. I mean, you know what I say. I'm right out in the open, very transparent. I am absolutely about small government. Does government play a role? Absolutely. Do I want them to play a gigantic role? Absolutely not. Do I want drones in the air in our neighborhoods pulling us over ultimately, not the drone itself, but somebody on the ground for traffic tickets? No. No, 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 no. Do I want massive cameras around to watch our every move? And the answer is no. And the more that you allow things to seep in, the scarier I think it gets. And then the more possibility of taxation to pay for things, since we are so broke. Now you've got this climate bill, but what's hidden in the climate bill is the cap and trade. And it is, of course, the major, major bone of contention and why there are not enough votes there. About 50 senators support the bill, 30 say no way, and then 20 haven't really decided on it. Nobody wants to pay a tax, a carbon tax. Nobody wants to pay that, at least not in my neighborhood. And if you want to pay a carbon tax, please call me, because I want to hear why you're willing to do that. This is what we always hear. Hey, if you're willing to take a little bit up front, don't worry, on the back end, it'll pay its dividends. But there's no guarantee of that, and it's not true when you talk to enough scientists on the actual approach to carbon emissions, which is clearly what the material that's being pumped out there is, the rhetoric, this is all about global warming. I'm not buying it. I'm not buying that there has to be this carbon tax. And I think it would be disastrous for a lot of people if they fell into that situation, because they would not be able to afford it with property taxes going up, with so many cities depleted and needing more funds, and the cutbacks and some of the things that we've seen. This would just be another thing to be lopped on, just like healthcare that's going to zoom up once in the next 2 years, everything kicks into play. All right, you may have some thoughts on some of the things that I've already mentioned here in America tonight. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio.
You guys are awesome.
I love this station. I really do.
GCN.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow for the rest of your life.
That's what we're going to be talking about in our next segment on America Tonight. Sounds like a dirty word, doesn't it? Like a dirty French word. Vuvuzelas. All it is those annoying horns that you hear during the World Cup. And who knew that the entrepreneur behind that said, oh, I got it. I can make some money off of the Americans. They have all those sports. Let's try baseball. And then we'll see what happens with professional football. Anyway, I have the top 10 reasons why the vuvuzelas are unnecessary. Quickly, I mentioned this. I'm going to throw this out there. I was talking about, if you've never listened to me before, it's clear I'm about the whole Tom Jefferson form of government. Smaller is better. Bigger is disastrous, especially with what we're seeing coming out of the Capitol now. It's like they can't tie their shoes without somebody telling them, it's okay, the constituents will still vote for you if you tie your shoe a little bit this way. In Dubai, where a lot of people with money are going, they're putting cameras everywhere. I was talking about security cameras in the United States. Well, there's so much money in that city. Now, how many security cameras they're installing, the surveillance? They say it needs to be ramped up because of how big it's gotten. 25,000 cameras. Ugh. You know, the price tag for that is $136 million. Now, what happened was you had a Hamas commander who was gunned down in an assassination that was blamed on the Israeli Mossad guys, the spy agency for that country. So now that they've decided, well, we can't have people killed in a luxury hotel no matter who it is, even if they're trying to do something evil. So we got to just bombard this place with cameras. Man, I hope that does not happen all over the United States. It's already happening in some places, but I don't wish to be filmed at every place I go. Whoops, there you are in the market. There's a camera there. Yeah, too creepy for me. I don't think so. I don't want that much Big Brother in my life. You might feel differently. 800-259 5791. Izzy in Missouri. Hey, Izzy, did you have a good weekend?
I did, thank you. How was your weekend, Mother?
It was good, thank you.
Hot.
It was hot. It was 100 degrees. At one point I looked up and it was 100 degrees.
Real quick, I'm going to touch on the oil spill going into the wetlands.
Mm.
Well, here's where the government is really screwing itself. There are some very strict federal regulations on wetlands. And I have known cases because I fought this issue about 20 years ago. You can actually be fined if you disturb a pond close to any type of vegetation in your own yard that stands there for, and I forgot the length of time, but it's not very long, and it only has to be maybe a few inches deep. It can be declared a wetland.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously. I mean, some of the laws are a little strange, but the wetland laws are so specific, and here we have this going in, all this oil into the wetlands, which below the wetlands is the aquifer.
Right.
Now, newsflash, that's in our water system, and I still maintain there's something really, really smelly going on here besides oil. Come on, Rahm Emanuel lived in a BP condo for 5.5 years, rent-free. Tell me he's not tied to the BP oil company.
Yeah, there's something weird with Rahm Emanuel, there's no doubt. There's a couple of different things.
I just want to bring up the wetland part, because if people would read the laws, they found out that this administration is actually violating them themselves. Obama and his little goon squad have violated them, and they're not allowing people to clean it up. And that photograph of Governor Jindal just is imprinted in my mind. It's like horror that he sees us like, my God, help me. And nobody's helping. And all those folks, it just ticks me off.
And that's what he's saying. He's saying that things aren't happening and really some laws are being broken, and that's when he says, I'm going to break the law, because if the feds have control, they're doing nothing, so I don't care.
I don't blame him.
I don't either.
But the other thing, real quick, America is so dumbed down, they believe anything. And we are being told, Americans are being told, this is about Freeport, Nebraska. And by the way, for all those listeners out there, my grandpappy was a United States Federal Marshal in Nebraska, Deputy Federal Marshal in Nebraska, then was sent to Oklahoma and then to Idaho. And I still have some distant cousins in Nebraska. Anyway, I have a little bit of an interest in Nebraska history. But Americans are being so dumbed down. They are being told you can't do this and you can't do that. People, most of y'all have computers. Get on the computer and start researching. States have the right to pass laws. Cities have the right to pass ordinances. And as long as they can best the federal laws, like the ADA did, Illinois Environmental Affairs Act, bested the federal law. We didn't have ADA, but we had the Illinois one for disabled people. Okay, that's an example.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was so much better. It took precedence over the federal law. And the federal law actually didn't come into being until, 1990?
Right.
And so that's how states and cities are allowed to do. If we can go one better, we can pass our laws. We have that right as sovereign states, and communities have that right as incorporated cities. So don't believe what the damn White House is telling you. It's not true. And Freeport needs to pass this law, because why? Look at Tyson Chicken. 700 employees that are all Muslims, they change a federal holiday.
Yeah.
To appease foreigners, and they found out that a lot of those people were actually illegals also.
There's a million, and there's a million stories like that, Izzy, and we know that. That's the thing.
So I'm, you know, if anybody in Freeport, which I was told there was some people listening, please encourage your council people to pass this, because this is how we're going to stop it. City by city, community by community, and don't believe everything you hear. If you go to the library, research. We are not a dumbed-down society in every single stretch of the imagination. Some of us do research, and some of us know that the White House is feeding us just a bill of bad goods.
Yeah, and I think we're starting to see the disintegration of this administration. That's why I say it's ineffective, and we've talked about Rahm Emanuel and a couple of other things. And, Izzy, you were right on the money tonight. Thanks for the call.
You're welcome. Have a good night.
You too. And we'll be talking about what happens in Nebraska. Nebraska's just the tip of the iceberg, though. I think there are other places. Ottumwa, Iowa, a lot of you listening to us in Iowa know that there are plenty of illegal folks in Ottumwa. And there are a lot of other businesses that were certainly willing to be participants in this, in hiring people knowing that they had botched papers and whatnot, or really doctored, not botched, really doctored up papers. And there are a lot of ways to make phony papers, but it's, you know, we have to come up with a way to get these businesses in the right frame of mind and get them going down the straight and narrow, that you just cannot keep doing this, because it's killing America. It's killing towns like Fremont, Nebraska, and states like Arizona, Pennsylvania, I mean, really any state, because of what's happened at the hospitals, what's happened at the schools, what's going on with the state budgets. And, you know, you get leveled in some circles. You just get leveled and get name called by saying that. But it's really what so many people are thinking. It's not we are racist, bigoted, awful, horrible, etc. Think of any adjective you want to put in front of that. It's that we cannot continue to go down this path. We're a nation of immigrants, but legal immigrants, and there is such a world of difference there. Going through the process, being accountable, doing what you have to do to become a citizen versus coming in under the wire and wreaking havoc with local governments. So the business guy down the street that owns the meat packing place that, hey, gets to pocket a little bit more money, it's sweet for him and his family, and he upgrades to his Infinity and to his bigger house and his second house. But what about the town that he's living in? What happens as the resources are drained because they're overrun with people who are there illegally? And then what happens if it happens to be a town where there's more gang activity, where you have more people coming in selling drugs, and it just unfortunately happens to be your town, your suburb of whatever city that is ground zero for it? So bravo to the people who are willing to stand up and say, enough, enough of this. And this Nebraska town is one of those places, because this didn't happen overnight. This didn't happen because of Arizona. They've been working on this for a couple of years, and they got the signature. So you have people legitimately saying, like, I mean, let's open this Pandora's box. Are there enough people here in this town willing to say they're not happy with our illegal situation? We're not happy with what's happening in the renting department and with some of the apartments and houses, and we're going to do something about it. They wouldn't have had all those signatures. And 25,000 signatures is a lot of signatures. There were people, more than a handful, that are not happy with what they're seeing. And this is their town, the town that they were raised in many cases, the town that their father before them was, the father before them. And they're standing up and voicing their opinion. They're part of the process. Remember, there is power in numbers, power to the people. You always have a voice. That's what's so great about the United States. Speaking of a voice, the vuvuzelas are taking away a lot of people's voices because they're trying to shout above all of the ruckus. We're going to talk about it next.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcast?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from KeroStove. KeroStove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now get the Family Emergency Kit at KeroStove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888 888- 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at kerostove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to kerostove.com. Kero Stove, for family emergency solutions.
If you suffer from poor sleep,
you've got to try MyPillow.
Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose?
Except poor sleep.
Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field. This non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
What is it? It's a stadium horn. It's a plastic blowing horn that pretty much produces a pretty distinctive monotone note. And it's used in Brazil and other Latin American countries. And the vuvuzelas are made by a... That was a vuvuzela interruptus. Now, do you hear this? And the intensity of what comes out of it is based on your blowing technique and the pressure you use. Yeah, the vuvuzela is used at matches a lot in South Africa, a lot of the football matches. And it's definitely a symbol of South African football. The stadiums are filled with it. So you got World Cup, and this World Cup, it's really bugging a lot of people, the noise of the horn, and it's been pretty controversial. It's high sound pressure levels at close range, they say. Can you hear it? They say if you hear that sound at close range, it can lead to permanent hearing loss for unprotected ears after a lot of exposure. In one test, the maximum output varied between 113 and 131 decibels. So now a new model has a modified mouthpiece where the volume is down to 20 decibels. Of course, who's really buying that one? And the answer is not many people. They have the old kind that's really, really loud. So we thought that we would come up with ways to solve this problem. What are the 10 other things you can do while watching the World Cup matches instead of blowing through the vuvuzelas? And we'll start. Do I have a drum roll, please? Do I have a vuvuzela sound effect? Sweet. Number 10, talk to a pretty girl. Number 9, flirt with a dude. 8, focus on food, hot dogs, nachos, tacos, burgers, whatever that they're serving up in South Africa. Number 7, try plastic clappers instead. Number 6, hold up clever signs, just keep them away from the guards. Number 5, megaphones. Number 4, do the chicken dance. Number 3, talk to your friends. Number 2, answer your texts. People keep texting you. Why not look down and answer them if you have to fidget with your hands? And the number 1 thing you can do instead of using the vuvuzela is pay attention to the game. How about that, Matt? Pay attention to the game instead of the horn that you're blowing so you miss the action. A lot of times when people are overly enthusiastic when they've got any kind of noisemakers or they're completely bombed out of their mind in the stands, they miss the scores. They miss a big play because they're not seeing anything on the field. It's just occasionally when they turn their head toward the field, but it's too late, they've missed it.
Yeah, and watching the video of the people who are just blowing relentlessly into these horns, I can't even imagine how you'd enjoy the game, really.
Well, yeah.
I mean, you're just sitting there blowing nonstop. It would get annoying to me. I'd give up right away. I don't have the patience for that. And I'd probably move away from them somewhere and sit in a non-vuvuzela zone.
Yeah, I'd be the same way. It would get on my nerves. I couldn't take it after a while. At first, it's okay. You go in, people are excited, whatever. It's, you know what it's like? It's, and this is for me, because I like to watch whatever the event is. Hey, there's nothing wrong with doing a little tailgating. I myself, when I have not done it in a professional sense, have gone tailgating. But when someone is so ripe, they are so obnoxious, that they're like the idiots in Philadelphia, the one guy that threw up on the little girl. What are you doing? What are you thinking? Cursing and swearing and throwing up on the people around you. Why are you even at a game? Give up your tickets. And in this case, I mean, this has to do with noise, but the fact that it's so loud and you can't understand, you can't hear what's happening. And in soccer, there's little nuances, as I've learned, which is such a, it's a game to me that I'm enjoying the World Cup, but it's not my game. And you have to really pay attention and watch for the things you, oh, that's what happened. Okay, I understand the carding. I understand this. I understand interference. I understand free kick. But what happened there? Well, you blink so fast, you miss it. And if, certainly for the people who have the tickets to be at the World Cup, which there were a lot of people that wanted that opportunity that couldn't get the tickets, man, I would just enjoy. And not that you can't blow the horns occasionally, but I would just be wanting to really soak it all in. But, hey, that's just me. Now, the vuvuzelas, it's not going to be a happy thing for Major League Baseball or the NFL or any of our other sports, whether it's the NBA or even the NHL. If people start to bring these popular horns, which are primarily in, you know, South Africa and in South America and whatnot, if it starts to become a staple in the United States, I think you're going to find that sports will ban the noise. And it already happened at a game in the United States in Major League Baseball. It was the Florida Marlins playing, and there were enough people that brought in the horns that it became a nuisance. So what will happen is they'll probably, if it really got to that level, they probably wouldn't allow them. They probably wouldn't allow them into the stadiums, which would create a controversy, but better that than not being able to hear what's happening. And, you know, in any game, whether it's Major League Baseball
or especially in the NFL, if you're in the stadium, there are calls and things that are announced that you hear, that you pay attention to. And if you can't hear it, you won't know what's happening. And if you have got a radio where you're listening to the game in your ear, you won't be able to hear it anyway. So it'll render you pretty much useless of knowing what's happening, and you might as well stay home if you're really into whatever the team is. Can you imagine, Matt, if you had tickets, which you did, you went to a road game. Can you imagine if you had tickets to go to a Vikings game, which is your passion in the NFL, and you got tickets from someone or you spent some money, and then you couldn't hear a bloody thing that was happening. You couldn't even hear the transistor radio that you had in your head.
That would get on my nerves a lot, and especially after you're paying money to see the event, and then it's, I don't know, it's like you said with the drunken fans that ruin your time. It's like having that next to you the entire time. It's not something you paid for. You paid for the experience, but not the experience of this guy blowing a horn next to you.
Yeah, it's just too over the top, and that's the thing. That's what you got to keep in mind. I think there's, sadly, and it depends on where you are, because I've definitely sat next to people. Although most of my sporting events have been in press boxes over the years, I've certainly been able to go to events where I've been in a crowd, and usually the people are just fabulous or great. You know, everybody's excited, especially if there's an exciting game going on, it runs through the stadium and you just can feel it because everybody is excited about, you know, the Vikings, the Eagles, whoever it is, Nebraska football, and somebody in the section where they're loud and obnoxious and screaming things and you can't hear, that's not good for anybody. That's no fun. And these horns would do that if they were blown beforehand or occasionally, but you know, there's always some card, there's always some fool that's not going to do that, and then it would be, I think, just way too much. So the vuvuzelas, while they are very crafty and clever and are excellent in some occasions, short and sweet is so much better than over the top and abusive, I think.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Boy, that escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand fast.